The Big News Coming Soon podcast is proudly sponsored by BRB Homes. BRB Homes is Ireland's number one award-winning manufacturer of factory-built homes. We take your home from start to finish. Our homes are A-rated and meet planning regulations. We build to your requirements and your budget. The cost includes your home being turnkey and our chartered engineer's fees. Please get in touch for a viewing of our show homes, a brochure, or for more information. Let BRB Homes take the stress out of your build. Check out brbhomes.ie.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast was recorded at GK Media Studios Galway, your one-stop shop for all your digital media needs.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of Big News Coming Soon. And this episode is all about my skin journey that I've been on over the last few weeks. So if you've absolutely no interest in listening to my skin journey and finding out all the little flaws and complexes that I've had over the last few months and years, well, then maybe this podcast isn't for you. But if you do have an interest, then stay with us for the next half an hour or 40 minutes as I'm joined by Alma McGrath, one of the leaders in the industry, it's fair to say. Alma, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Alma, you're the owner of Med Aesthetics.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your qualifications and a little bit about yourself first.
So I started in the industry probably nearly 20 years ago at this point. I'm a laser technician and a medical aesthetician, so a deep understanding of the skin. We started Med Aesthetics, myself and my business partner. He's co-founder, plastic surgeon, Mr. Niall McInerney. So we specialise in lasers, we specialise in advanced injectables, skincare, wellness, you name it.
A one-stop shop.
A one-stop shop.
And the reason I came along, I'm not going to lie to you, at first it took me a long time to pick up the phone and make the call, because I don't know, is it a man thing? Maybe it is. Maybe you don't see it quite as often. But I found it really intimidating to make the call and to come into this really fancy practice. And I was wrong. And I'm not just saying that. And another thing I want to clear up here before we start the podcast is that no one, you haven't paid me to do this podcast. There's no money changing hands here. The reason I wanted to do it in podcast was because it's hard to explain yourself really in 60 seconds on an Instagram story. And people can get the wrong end of the stick, or you might not express yourself the way you wanted to. So I've been waiting. I've been in with you for a number of treatments now over the last couple of months. And then I sprung it on you and said, will you come on my podcast? And you said, okay. I think you were a little bit nervous at first, were you?
Yeah, mildly. Yeah. But I mean, this is my industry. I live and breathe it. So it's good.
Well, I won't be asking you any personal questions.
Good.
We'll keep it all professional and all business. So yeah, I contacted Jen. And I said, I have a little issue with my nose. So on the left and right of my nose, I had these spots, and it was flaring up, and at particular times it was really sore. not unbearably sore, but really uncomfortable. And then it started to flake, and it just got to the stage where I just said, oh, I'm really self-conscious of it. I really don't like it. So I sent you some photos and I said, how are you? Is there anything you can do with this? Mm-hmm. And then there was little lines as well that were coming out the side of my nostrils, and they were bothering me, but I suppose at the time I didn't really think too much about it. I didn't know if there was much you could do with them. So it was really the red spots that were flaring up. And then what was really interesting is I didn't even associate them flaring up with anything. It didn't even cross my mind to think, oh, what am I doing now that it might be causing that? Or is there some particular thing I'm eating or drinking or not doing? I was just thinking, oh, these are so annoying. They're just flaring up, annoying me. But then when I came and I spoke to you, it shocked me the level of analysis you go to. And, you know, it wasn't a case of just come in and put this cream on it and go again. Like, we spent hours talking about stress levels, diet, sleeping, what are you eating, what are you not eating, what are you're not eating enough of. I think you asked me one day about my stress levels, and on a scale of 1 to 10, and I think this particular week I was 10, you know. It was no wonder nothing was happening. So we went in and I had the treatment, and we'll talk about the exact treatments in a moment. But when I went back the second time, do you remember what you said to me?
That you were an anomaly.
Yeah, you were just like, oh no, what's happened? Nothing worked. And then we had to go deeper into the lifestyle.
Yeah,
that's the thing that interested me the most about this whole journey, and that's why I wanted to turn it into a podcast, because I really thought, just go in, get a cream and go home. But it wasn't as simple as that. What was my issue then at the start? So the red spots was the main reason I called you. What were they?
So it's important to state that we have physicians and plastic surgeons on board. So you had a medical condition, a skin condition called perioral dermatitis. And so we had one of the physicians come in to the practice and she diagnosed it. And
now, not every clinic would have.
No, definitely not. And that's what is amazing. Any day you walk into Medesthetics, there'll either be a plastic surgeon or a physician or a GP there, so we can make sure that we're covering all our bases. So it was Dr. D who you met with as well, so we kind of tag teamed a little bit, which is amazing. She pulls me in for some of her laser consults and I pull her in for some of her injectables or some, you know, inflammation that's going on in the skin, and that's exactly what was going on. So you had perioral dermatitis, which is formed around the mouth, and so it consists of inflammation, little pustules, just exactly kind of what you said, that flare up and flare down. And funnily enough, they're quite common in females, just because sometimes they can be using the wrong cosmetics, the wrong products. But also, they definitely form from stress. It's unknown really how they form, but I think stress can exacerbate the condition. And so, and also a diet, you cannot run or laser or use creams for, you know, just poor lifestyle choices. So that was really, really important that we figured it out. That's what we love, the health and wellness side of things, because, you know, you can continue to use the topical prescription that Dr. D prescribed for you, but do you really want to be using that for the rest of your life? We want to dig a little bit deeper and find out the root cause of why this is continuing to happen.
We did eventually get to the bottom of it, and I have since started drinking more water. I've started trying to sleep a little bit better. I've been exercising more. I've actively tried to be less stressed. I've tried to get on top of a few things like that. And then just last week I was in Portugal actually for 3 days, and I was out there editing some podcasts, and whilst I was working out there, it was just a different way of life for a few days. And even that in itself, I feel like this week now myself, my skin feels a lot better. Like, I feel, it feels comfortable.
Yeah, it looks really fresh.
Yeah, and it's amazing how just being a little bit less stressed can contribute to that.
Absolutely.
So then tell me a little bit more then about the clinic, you know, and about the services you offer that other people don't, like having Dr. D there as well. That's so unique to Medesthetics.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we have medical skincare as well. So a lot of skin conditions need a little prescription. You might have melasma, which we would be prescribing things like hydroquinone and tretinoin. And so that's why it's amazing that we have physicians and doctors on board. We also have some amazing technology. We were first in Ireland with this incredible laser that does a multitude of different things. If you want to resurface, you want to tighten, you want to anti-age, help your pores, fine lines and wrinkles, it runs the gamut. It does a whole pile of different things. We're first in Ireland with this device. I brought it all the way from California when I worked in the US. So I spent 10 years working in the US with very famous dermatologists and plastic surgeons. And yeah, so we have amazing technology. I think you will remember when you first came in, we took a photo of you with our camera. And
can I just say as well about the photo?
Yes.
That they put a headband on me. They put a headband on me in this photo, and I'll share it online after the podcast. I look like a hostage victim.
Yeah, it's so funny. And it's not like your hair was in the way. I give them strict instructions. They were following the protocol.
Okay.
With the Vectra camera, it allows us to see reds and browns in underneath the skin that you might not see with the naked eye. And as you mentioned, you came into us with obviously the perioral dermatitis, but you also had some broken blood vessels along the sides of the nose. But we can actually see deeper in along the skin as well, and we can see percentage levels of pores or bacteria that's in the skin, and we can do a side-by-side analysis as well when you're coming back into the practice. So you might know, you know, every time you come in, you're probably annoyed because we're taking new photos. We're really following the journey. We want to make sure that everything is working as it should be. And if not, then we need to maybe change our protocols or figure out a new way to treat you.
I like the photo because you can see the progress. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you didn't have it, you wouldn't know where you're at in the journey.
Oh, totally. And patients love that. And it's that camera can create a simulation. So if a patient was coming in for some injectables like anti-wrinkle or fillers, and they were very nervous, sometimes when we take that photo and we show them a simulation of what they could look like, they get, you know, excited. And, you know, it's a real life image of them and what they and the possibilities of the outcomes of the treatment. So it's a brilliant consulting tool, and just great to see the before and afters. They're huge. They're really, really big. If you're going somewhere and they're not taking before photos, run.
Like you said, you have this 3D image, then you can spin around my head and see. And then when you go into the different reds and the browns, like when I saw myself first with the red spots, I was horrified. Like I said, oh my God, we've a lot of work to do here. But it wasn't necessarily that we had a lot of work to do. It was just, it's gone down deep in
exactly.
The different layers of the skin and shows the different pigments. What level was my skin at in general, like health-wise?
Health-wise, it was up at around, I think it was an 87%. So it wasn't bad. You already came using some really nice skincare. So
yeah.
It wasn't like it was your first intro ever into even, you know, you've never even washed your face. You were already, I was really impressed. You were using some really nice skincare.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I do use the Skin Formula products on a daily basis. So, and then at first, when Geraldine sent them to me, I was like, oh my God, 5 steps. I'm never going to do this. But it only takes 2 minutes, you know. And I knocked a bit of crack out of it online as well between this Hydra and the Clear and the moisturizer. So I'm glad then that when I came into you that it was at a fairly high percentage because I had a bit of work done,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when I analyzed around my nose and you were telling me about this dermatitis, I was thinking the worst. I was thinking, oh my God, things are much worse than I thought. But it's just that we needed that extra little bit of prescription medicine
mm-hmm.
to bring it to the next level.
Exactly.
With the broken veins then on my nose, what causes them?
Numerous things. It could be overexposure to UV light, so sun damage, trauma, sometimes if you're blowing your nose, allergies as well is a big one. And they're really challenging to treat as well. I find the ones on the cheeks respond really, really well, but definitely along the nose, you do have to do multiple procedures.
So I have some on the side of my nose mm-hmm. and then in here, like right in the little, what's this called in here?
Nasolabial fold, kind of.
Yeah, in the fold. And then I've one or two like inside my nose that you get a great kick out of getting. You love getting those ones, don't you? There's a little zap off them now that kind of, to describe the procedure to somebody who has never had it done before. You described it lovely to me. It's like a little, like somebody has a little elastic band, mm-hmm. and they're just pulling it out ever so slightly and zapping your face. It's not, I thought it would be an awful lot sorer when you were telling me about it, and I was sitting on the couch and I was sweating so bad, nervous. But it's very bearable.
Yeah, and you had the cold, you had the Zimmer as well, which
was
really nice for you. I think you felt like you were in a little bit of a bit more control.
Yeah, so you get cold air and you're in control of the cold air, mm-hmm. and you get to blow that on your face, mm-hmm. as you're doing the BBL.
Exactly. And so it's important to note about the IPL and the BBL. I think a lot of people that might be listening to this may have heard of a treatment called IPL, which is intense pulse light. There's a newer version. It's faster, it's less painful. So a lot of patients that may have had IPL around the nose may definitely have felt that it might be much worse, but they're always pleasantly surprised when they have the BBL. It's faster, less painful, and better results. And of course, we have that added bonus of the cold air. We don't always like to use it for patients, but you're VIP, you're special. So we made sure we whipped out the cold air. That, and he's a bit of a baby.
Tell the truth. I was going to say, I'm a pure pussy. Isn't that it? Yeah. I'm there jumping and leaping around the bed, so the air distracts me a little bit. So thank you. I want to talk about coming in the door the first day, because to be honest with you, as a man, and I don't know if it's just me, I don't know if other lads can relate to this or not, but I did find it really intimidating. It was easy to send the message online and easy to hide online or pick up the phone and talk to you and say, what do you think? But then coming in the door that morning, the practice is absolutely fantastic. Like it's like something you'd see in California. You know, it's amazing. But one thing I would acknowledge is that it's very neutral. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a female practice, which was very inviting and very comfortable. And then all the staff there, and I'm not just saying this, I'm genuinely not, and I said this to your face off air, they just make you feel so normal the minute you go in the door. And, you know, I've had other experiences in, you know, smaller beauty salons, let's say, nothing even remotely the level of where you're at. But like, men are easily intimidated with ladies in the waiting area, and other ladies coming in and feeling, going into a pink salon with mm-hmm. a pink room. And I just felt very normal and relaxed going in once I was in there. But coming in initially, it's a very hard thing to do as a man, in my opinion. What percentage of men are your clients?
Thank you for saying that. And we worked hard with our designer to ensure that it felt quite unisex, and the colours and the colour scheme. And I know that you've asked me a question, I will get there. And I think men are starting to do these treatments more and more often. And I think they do feel really safe coming in because of that kind of unisex appeal. Because our one of our medical directors is an actual male, that also helps. And we do have other male providers. We have four other male providers as well. And so that also makes men feel really, really comfortable. We have a probably, I would say, an 20 to 80%. So 80% female and 20% male. But again, we have the plastic surgery side and then we have the metastatic side. And so a lot of patients are traveling from all over Ireland to see some of these plastic surgeons to maybe have some moles removed or some lesions removed. And so if one of the physicians or the plastic surgeons feel that they need to have maybe something like you had, like a BBL to remove the red, maybe they came in for one particular spot, but they were also said, I really don't like this brown spot, or I really don't like this red spot, then they will actually send them over to metastatics as well. So I feel like that also, that's where we get a lot of our male patients as well. And of course, like I said, it's becoming more common now. Men are having anti-wrinkle injections all the time. And I think, you know, there's not so much of a taboo surrounding men having these procedures, which I think is great. We all deserve to look and feel our best. And definitely we want that. We want when men especially come through the door, when you come through the door, like we have this policy where we're welcoming everyone. You're so welcome. Is this your first time here? Mm-hmm. Showing patients around. This is where the restroom is. This is where the bathroom is. So you feel safe, because I think if you're coming in to pick up a product or you're having a plastic surgery consult, it's important that you feel welcome and that you know the space around you and that you're guided in really gently, because you can see sometimes patients come in and they don't even say hi. They're like just standing there because they're nervous, and it's important to recognize that.
I didn't know the difference. You see, at the time I had contacted my friend Ali, who had been in to see you a few times, and I was asking her opinion and her advice, and it was Ali then that told me about this one-stop shop that I didn't realize that's what I needed, and that's where I needed to go. I kind of assumed everywhere was the same. That's my ignorance, I guess, you know. So it takes a lot of hassle out of it for me that I can go in and get everything I wanted done there and get the prescription that day and go.
Absolutely. It would have been so annoying if we had to send you back to your own GP and then continue to try and follow up with that. And, you know, sometimes patients come through the door and they're not always going to be candidates for some of the procedures that we do. And so, again, then we will cross-reference and refer over to the plastic surgery side as well. So, we were really, really love the one-stop shop and that we can provide a multitude of different procedures for all of our patients.
So coming back to my issues, I was self-conscious about these red lines, the red dots around my nose. And another issue I had at the time was, well, I still have it. I haven't done anything about it, but I have this kind of loss of volume in my face. And I lost a bit of weight. And whenever I seem to lose a bit of weight, it just goes in my face first. And then I have people coming up to me going, oh, Jesus, you don't look too well. Are you all right? You've lost a lot of weight. And I might not have lost any weight at all, but it's particularly then when I shave. And then the night of the Gossies, a woman, I'm not going to say her name, but she pulled me aside and she said, Alan, don't lose any more weight now. And she like was genuinely concerned. And I said, no, but I don't think I have lost that much weight. And she goes, no, you don't look too good. No. And then I was like, oh, right, okay. And I'm pretty confident that it's, and they kind of rub their face when they're telling you, you know, you've lost a lot of weight. So it's obviously your face. So I have this kind of loss of volume. I didn't know if there was much I could do with it, but there actually is something I could do with it. What could I do?
Well, we've actually done some treatments for it already, which I'll talk about them. But we're also planning to do something else in the future. So we've done a little bit of collagen remodeling, done a little bit of skin tight with our laser device.
So what is the collagen remodeling? What's
that? So it's heating your skin to 42 degrees and it's creating heat so your skin reproduces collagen, trying to just, it's never going to lift it fully. So what Alan is talking about is that his nasal labial folds, so the little ridges at the side of the nose, have kind of fallen forward a little bit, but also he came in kind of, actually I think it was me that brought it up first. I had spotted that. I was like, does this ever bother you? Or no, I think I just said, have you lost weight? And so I said it as well. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so it, I didn't even think that it would bother you. I didn't know if you had noticed it at all.
Yeah,
but you know, during consultation I will bring everything up just to make sure we're doing the full consult for patients.
Yeah, you see, at this point I was literally only there to sort out these red dots. And I hadn't given it any thought. I hadn't given it any thought that, all right, when I'm in there I'm going to ask her, can I do anything about this? I was just focused on the issue I had at the time. And what's really interesting is when you're treating one issue, it can also help another one.
Absolutely. And some patients come in and they have an idea and they assume this is what I need. And that's why it's really important to do a full consult and look at everything as a whole, as opposed to just isolating this. So he has some volume loss. And so we did a little bit of collagen remodeling. We also did a little bit of microneedling with a little bit of PRP, which is a platelet-rich plasma. So it's like your own stem cell.
Let's just strip this back here now. One day I came in and you said, hop up in the bed there and taking blood out of your arm. You made that sound very fancy there.
I did.
You took blood and you put it into a machine. It spins around. It goes gold.
Liquid gold.
Liquid gold. And then you proceed to put it back into my face.
Now, we didn't inject. We only did microneedling. And then microneedling is 10 tiny little stainless steel needles that poke tiny little holes in the skin, forcing your skin to reproduce collagen. And so once those little channels are open, it's an ideal time to push in the PRP, which again, it's regenerative. It helps with stem cells. It helps with growth factors. It helps remodel the collagen. So we were trying those few treatments first, like the Skin Tight, the microneedling, the PRP. There has been a little bit of an improvement. What would you say? We'll just say if you come in with 100% to me, this area, where would you say you're sitting now?
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely see an improvement in it.
Percentage-wise?
God, I don't know. You see, it bothers me at particular times.
Maybe when you're tired or you're not hydrated.
Yeah. There's particular days where it really gets to me, and then there's particular days when it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe 70% there.
Yeah, no, it looks good.
Yeah.
So we have made other suggestions, and I don't perform this in the...
Before we go on to that, what does PRP stand for?
Platelet-rich plasma.
And that comes from your own blood.
Exactly. We draw it, and it's basically sent into a tube that's already impregnated, and basically it separates the plasma from the blood cells, and then that's what we're using. Essentially, it turns gold. It's a cool procedure. A lot of practices are now using it. They sometimes inject it for joint pain. We're doing a lot of hair restoration with it, and having such nice results. And some patients that come in that don't want to do fillers and they don't want to do anti-wrinkler Botox, it's a nice stepping stone because it's your own stem cell that's remodeling your collagen. So sometimes we inject it in underneath the eyes if patients are starting to kind of lose volume. That's one of the first areas that we lose volume, is in underneath the eyes. And so we might do little blebs in underneath there. It helps with discoloration in underneath the eyes. It helps just remodel the collagen, so helping with fine lines and wrinkles. It's a lovely procedure.
To mention as well, it didn't hurt.
No.
You numb the face.
Yes.
And you don't feel anything.
Yeah.
Now you do look extremely tanned after it.
Oh yes,
you look quite tanned. Yeah. You look like you were away for a while,
and mixed with red as well from the microneedling. Probably made you a small bit red. But how long did it take you to heal? Not long.
Oh, I'd say.
You sent me a photo the next day, and you looked fine.
The next day was still a little bit red, but by that evening, it was perfect.
Yeah,
yeah. I got away with it. Like I wasn't afraid to go into town or anything. Like, do you know what I mean? I wasn't conscious
of
it.
And it's the beauty of the plasma as well. It sometimes we do deep lasers, and we actually just apply their own stem cell afterwards, and they heal much faster.
Wow.
The power of your own blood, it's amazing.
Yeah. And when we're talking about the fillers as well, and we'll get to that in a minute, I said to you, I don't want to do anything dramatic and make myself look like Simon Cowell. You know, I don't want to, if there was anything we could do in a natural way or a subtle way.
Mm-hmm.
To help me deal with that the issue of the fat loss without kind of, I'm just terrified of, you know, you just see them on the Kardashians or whoever, and Simon Cowell is a great example because you just look at him and you go, Jesus, what has he done? What's next then after the PRP?
We should be probably doing a couple more of those PRPs with the microneedling. And then we had a discussion about some volume replacement where we're using hyaluronic acid to rebuild some of the volume that's been lost, very subtly, very naturally, just to help take the heaviness off the nasolabial folds and just support you a little bit better.
Yeah, it bothers me when I'd be asked for a lot of photos lately, and it bothers me when I look back at the photos and you see all these lines, like, and I don't know, it sounds very vain talking about it at the time, but I didn't used to, they weren't always there. And now they're very, very obvious. And what do you do? Like, do you grow old gracefully and just get on with the lines? Or can you just do something subtly about it and enjoy taking the photo? That's what I would love to do, you know?
Absolutely. And we're all in a position that we can have these procedures with minimal downtime. And we're aging. And, you know, and we have to definitely accept it. And you can, of course, grow old gracefully. But as I like to say, is there's no rewards when you get to the other side, you know, for looking haggard and all beat up. Like, I mean, if you are looking in the mirror and it's bothering you on a daily basis and you can do something about it and still look like yourself, but just more refreshed, why not?
The thing that I would consider is, if I did something now at 38 years of age, by the time I'm 58, am I going to look crazy, or am I going to need way more, or is there a negative side to me? Like, when you're saying it's very subtle, talk to me in, like, is it milligram? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What's the procedure, first of all?
So it's an injectable procedure. So we're injecting hyaluronic acid into those areas where you have lost the volume.
Right.
And
how much of it?
So we were talking about doing a half a mil each side. It's really...
Half a mil?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like pretty much nothing.
Yeah. So there's a fifth in every mil. It's a fifth of a teaspoon. So that gives you a visual of what a half a mil would look like each side.
Wow. Okay. And then, so say for instance, I get that done now, I'm 38. What do I have to keep getting it done then every month? Or like, what happens long term? What's the long term game?
So sometimes our filler can last between 18 and 24 months, which is what patients actually like. You know, they can come in and have that and not have to come in every month for follow-up procedures or top-ups. There are places that it definitely breaks down a lot quicker, like your lips. Sometimes that can be 6 months. And we have different products for each part of the face. It's important to know that as well. And your lips are really thin, so obviously, and we're moving them a lot, so that's how you break it down. But it's hyaluronic acid. It's naturally found in your own body. And so, you know, if you like the results and it's lasting 24 months, you can reevaluate in 24 months. You don't have to have it done again. But what I like to say is we're kind of almost stopping the clock a little bit and turning it back ever so slightly. So to answer your question, what will I look like when I'm 58? Like, the device that we did for you, BBL, there's been a Stanford study published that proves that if you do three or more of them in a year, you can actually change your aging at a cellular level. Like, there's a man that's doing this every week on his body. He's I think he was a Silicon Valley, he sold out, and now his life's mission is to actually reverse his aging. He has the top doctors, but he is doing this treatment all over his body. So that's just more proof that what are you going to look like in 58? The fact that you start it at 38 and that you're wearing sunscreen, which is a fundamental. We wouldn't be doing any of these procedures, but he's wearing a really, really good sunscreen. UV light causes 95% of your aging. So it's important to protect. That's the fundamental. And then if you're having three BBLs a year, you're, again, stopping the aging at a cellular level. I mean, we are going to age, but obviously that dress method that we talked about, the dress is the diet, the rest of the recovery, the exercise, the supplementation, which we put Alan on some supplements, and of course managing the stress. But in regards to the filler, do you need to have it done every year? Absolutely not. You know, some patients have it done every 3 years. Some patients come back to us and they're like, I still feel it looks really good. I don't feel like I need any more. It's really optional for our patients based on how they feel they look. And of course, with a little bit of direction from us.
Yeah, it's reassuring hearing that it's a natural product. You know,
yeah.
Your body makes it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the thing that was putting me off probably slightly, is that I thought it was some mad chemical that we didn't know an awful lot about.
It's funny because people will do anti-wrinkle injection all day long, and they're, you know, because obviously it's the number one cosmetic treatment all over the world and it's been on the market for many, many years. And, you know, it's a neurotoxin. But when it comes to filler, they're like, oh God, no. But yet it's a hyaluronic acid. It's naturally found in your own body. I think it's because they've seen the likes of Simon Cowell and they're a little bit more afraid of it. And that's understandable. We have a very natural approach. We're really conservative. We want our patients to remain looking like themselves. We've had patients come in with pictures of other people being like, how can I look like this? At that point, we are like, maybe, you know, might be best if you go somewhere else, because, you
okay.
know, it's, oh no, we can't make you look like someone else. You have to be comfortable in your own skin and just want to enhance yourself.
Or bring in a photo of yourself 10 years ago.
Yes, I love that. Exactly. So we can see the volume and where it was and how to revolumize you.
That's so much more realistic, just to bring in a photo of what you used to look like and when you were happy with yourself and try and get back to that as best you can.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the supplements then, because this is another thing you put me on. You went into great detail about the, this was, I'd say, possibly my second consultation when I came back and you were like, oh my God, have you been doing anything I asked you to do? Have you even drank water since you left here? So you broke it down into skin, hormones, gut and liver.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put me on a number of supplements. So you put me on skin omegas. You said I don't eat fish.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd be lacking in a lot of the omegas, then skin antioxidants, and then the probiotic. So three different little tablets per day.
Yeah, three supplements, which again is a big part of our practice. And anytime we see any inflammatory issues on the skin, which is what you came to us with, you had perioral dermatitis, you know, we know that there is a small little bit of an imbalance with the hormones. And when there's an imbalance with the hormones, we know that the liver mightn't be metabolizing the hormones as well as we would like. We all have hormones. And so if you're stressed and you're not sleeping, or getting good rest is what I should say, and you're not eating the right foods, it's important to supplement. I always say food first. If you can eat, you know, all the salmon and get your fatty acids from there, great. But if you're not doing that, we put you on the probiotic just to manage gut inflammation, just send in lots of good bacteria in there. And we put you on, obviously, an omega with a vitamin A. Vitamin A helps the cells turn over. And we put you on the omega just to deeply hydrate you. And it's also anti-inflammatory. We put you on an antioxidant as well because you have some hyperpigmentation from previous treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And so the antioxidant is like a little halo. So it's in addition to your sunscreen. When you ingest the antioxidant, it's like you have a little halo around your skin. And it's adding reinforcement alongside of your sunscreen to prevent, because I was worried that this would flare during the summer for you because it's trauma induced hyperpigmentation around the sides of your, I'm pointing here.
The pigment, yeah, we'll get into the pigment around my eye in a second, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we put you on that. I kind of made a decision because the vitamin A was already in the omega. I was kind of to-ing and fro-ing whether I'd put you on a vit A. And I didn't want to overwhelm you as well because I know that you have a really busy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just to support and balance you.
I felt like at the start you didn't trust that I would take the supplements. I'd say men are probably bad at being consistent.
The self-care, yeah, it can be. And I watch your stories. You're having a tea at midnight and and I feel like you're like meeting yourself on the motorway going here, there. I was like, where is he now?
My barber always says to me, he always says, are you cloned? He always asks me, do I have a clone? And when I'm leaving the barbers, he'll always say, I'll tell Alan you were asking for him if he comes in. So you might be right there. But yeah, I have honestly made a conscious decision since I came to you a couple of months ago. I have made a conscious decision to not have the tea at 12 o'clock. I have, you're not a fan of milk. You're not a fan of dairy.
So dairy can be quite inflammatory.
Yeah.
Especially if you're having skin conditions. And we have found that if we pull our patients from dairy for a couple of months and give your little digestive system, so when we consume dairy, because it's of its pasteurization method, it creates an enzyme. And when you consume it, then the enzyme creates inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
And some patients can tolerate it just fine and some patients don't. And obviously I was guessing. So, you know, I've been in the industry a long time. Me personally, I've had really bad acne and I've been on more medications than I care to really share about. And every time I came off the medication, I would flare, my acne would flare. So I was like, something is not right with me. So I started to do a lot of research and I pulled myself off dairy and with the support of a functional diagnostic practitioner as well. So dairy and gluten and really limited sugar. Those are, and peanuts actually, and soy. But those are quite inflammatory. And when our patients are having an inflammation, as you are having, whether it's acne, melasma, rosacea, or perioral dermatitis, it can really help clear it up. Not saying that it is the primary cause, because we don't really know the root cause of perioral dermatitis, but you know, there can be some genetic compositions there as well. So it's not that I'm not a fan of it completely for myself, no. And like I say, I've seen massive improvements in patient skin. Like, I can laser you till the cows come home. But if you're really inflamed, you know, the laser can only do so much. So that's why we have that 360 approach, the global approach, where we're looking at everything. And that's what we have found that has been massively successful in our practice.
I know that you wanted me to cut out the sugar, like, and I said, oh, I'll try and cut it out, or I'll try and cut back. And you made a comment to me and you said, look, it's cut it out, or, you know, take it serious or not. I cannot cut it out. I just can't. But what I have done is I have dramatically reduced it. So, like, I'm not getting that bar of chocolate with the coffee if I'm driving. So I'm going to Kildare after this. The first thing I would do is pop in, get a cappuccino and a bar of chocolate and hit the road to Kildare. Whereas now I'm going in getting a cappuccino with oat milk and not having the bar of chocolate. So that's the slight change I'm making.
That's great. I'm really proud.
With the sugar. And so you're kind of ticking the sugar and the dairy box there. Mm-hmm. And I am actively making those choices. But it's just for me to turn around and say, right, I'm definitely not eating any more sugar. I even bought sugar-free chocolate in Super Value.
How was that?
There's no difference. There's no difference. I was really impressed by it. Now, there's a difference in the price.
Oh, really?
It's twice the price of a normal bar of chocolate. But I got it to... I climbed Crowpatrick last week and I said I wanted a bar of chocolate for the top. And obviously it wasn't for the sugar rush. It was for the reward, I think, at the top. And that's what I got. So.
And I think occasionally is fine. And it's not forever. That's what I had said. Like, just maybe give yourself a break for a period of time. And the reason why I said it's all or nothing is because if you're still drip feeding it into the body, like if you were just like, I have patients that are like, I'll just have a little bit of dairy in my tea or whatever. I always feel like we'll never really know if you're not cutting it completely out. So
yeah,
that's what I always say. And I think, again, if everything else was perfect, you were getting the sleep, you were less stressed, you're making time for yourself, your self-care was on point, then I would say have that chocolate. But that's why we have supported you with supplements, because I'm aware of your lifestyle and I knew that, you know, you were gonna make an effort. But I knew, I've been doing this 15 years for myself, like, you know, it's not gonna happen overnight. And I always say that to patients as well. Mm-hmm. Patients come back and they're like, my energy has really improved, I'm sleeping better. So like the reports of those who do it, really, they never go back.
A few people have said to me lately that your skin looks great.
Yeah, it does.
And that really picks me up.
Good.
You know, it really gives me a good lift when people say, oh, your skin looks lovely. And people will be messaging me about, you know, Jardine's products and about, you know, how to get them and how do I find them. And I genuinely am happy, much happier in my own skin. When I went into you first, it was all about these little spots. And then you look at my face, and obviously with you being a professional, and this isn't something I had considered either, you look at my complete face and you say, right, let's have a look at everything from start to finish. Whereas I just wanted you to look at these little spots, just fix them and I leave again. I suppose there's part of me that doesn't want to be a burden either. Like you'd often say to me, send me a photo tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'd be quite reluctant sometimes. I'd be like, I'd be afraid of bothering you, or afraid of kind of, you'd be saying, oh, this fella sending me another photo. So I don't like to go on and say, right, I've this. But there was one huge problem that you looked at straight away, and that's this pigmentation around my eyes. So at the bottom of my eyebrow and to the right of my eyes, so I have this mad brown pigmentation. And that came from a trauma, like you said. But the trauma actually has a funny story, which it's not really funny because it's probably 6 years later and I still have the trauma. But a girlfriend at the time advised me to go and get my eyebrows done. And I went in and got them waxed and had this massive, massive reaction where they got infected and they flared up and I had this massive scar, and that's what caused this pigmentation. But last night I went down through my computer to see if I could find a photo to show you, because you were really drawn to them. You were like, wow, you were quite fascinated by them, I think, were you?
Yeah, because sometimes we might see, like, to have them, like, mirror image on either side, I was like, something has happened here. It was just...
So I went and got a photo last night to show you what it was like the day after. And that's what it looked like the day after I got my eyebrows waxed.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
That's pretty bad.
Skin is just taken clean off.
Completely, like, that's... Is that, like, second-degree burns?
Wowee. That's intense.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So now you can see where the...
Trauma
has... Where the trauma came from.
Occurred, yeah.
Of late, I get a lot of comment on my eyebrows. On Instagram. I don't know if you've seen me going on about it, but... A good few women would message me telling me to sort out my eyebrows. So you'll have to forgive me if I'm terrified now. I suppose I could get
traumatized.
I could get them threaded, which would be no trauma whatsoever. But they cause quite a lot of comment on Instagram.
I'd love a video of you having threading done on your brows.
Do you think I'd be jumping and leaping on the bed?
Yes, you would.
Would I?
I think so.
Just because how I react to the BBL.
Well, I get threading and I find it painful. I can't imagine. I think I have a good tolerance.
Yeah. Sure, maybe I'll do it someday for the crack.
Too.
Yeah, so this is what we're working on now at the moment. And you said to me, does the pigmentation around your eyes bother you? And I said, well, yes, it really bothers me, but I didn't think there's anything I could do about it. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Again, our Vectra system. I can see it with the naked eye, but the Vectra system pulled it up.
The odd time people would say to me, did you get a slap?
Mm. And it probably, again... Where if you're exposed to more UV light or if you exert yourself, you know, some of it is a little bit red, but some of it is, majority of it is definitely brown pigmentation, and it's hyper. It's actually quite challenging to treat. So we had to actually prescribe you hydroquinone to help.
What's that?
It's a pigment suppressor. So it's just suppressing the pigment so it looks less obvious. But I knew that we needed to kind of bring in the big guns for that, considering what had happened, which was the prescription strength hydroquinone, and it's mixed with a little bit of vitamin C. And so the vitamin C, and you're only just applying it in that area, using the other skincare.
It's a tiny little bottle, and you just put a couple of drops on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That side. Just to help to lighten the pigment and suppress it so it's not susceptible to more damage when he's out and about or he's on vacation.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it as much since. Like, obviously it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad, and I haven't noticed it as much.
Yeah, and I think you're just fresh off vacation as well, so I think it may be just a shade darker.
Oh, it definitely is, yeah.
But I think it's much better than what it was.
So what's the plan going forward then? Where are we at?
We definitely need to follow through with our microneedling and PRP, because I think you responded really well to that. Even those areas that you're concerned with that have lost volume, I think it's done a nice job.
Yeah.
The veins will continue to treat, because those are quite challenging and they do need multiple treatments. We're looking at doing a little bit of filler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, you need the downtime because you can get a little bruise.
Oh, go on. Talk to me about that then.
Yeah, so
what's the process? It's just how many times would you have to be injected on each side?
A couple, like maybe three or four on each side. And we apply numbing, so it's very comfortable. And the actual filler comes with a little bit of lidocaine as well. So it's and this isn't me that's performing this. This is one of our physicians on board. So we apply topical numbing, so you're nice and comfortable. Give you a little squeezy ball. And then for the stress, and then we move forward with the injections. They're honestly 70-80% of patients do extremely well. Like, they're like, oh my god, that didn't feel like anything. You just have to plan it into your schedule, and you're so busy and you're here, there and everywhere, and you are somewhat in a fishbowl, like the public eye, and now obviously you're confident to talk about this, which is great. And I think it's great for guys to understand that some of their concerns, we can make a difference with their skin. But yeah, as long as you're aware that there could be some bruising, some swelling, those are the bigger risks.
How long will that last for?
Well, everybody's different. You know, if you bang yourself, how long does it take for a bruise to go? Some patients, 3 weeks. Mm. Some patients gone a couple of days. Some patients don't get any bruising at all. But I suspect you will have a bruise. And it's just because your skin is a little thinner. And you have that vascular component, the broken blood veins, and sometimes we see broken blood vessels. Sometimes we see that those patients get bruises more often. And then you can do things like arnica. You can prevent.
Yeah.
So you need to stop your fish oils, actually, the omegas that we give you a couple of days in advance. And we tell you patients, we do an anti-bruise protocol for our patients. No alcohol for 5 days. Start the arnica if you can, and no vitamin E, and no anti-inflammatories like Nurofen or
okay
beforehand can reduce. And it's, you know, it's not a certainty, but it can reduce bruising. And, you know, I've seen patients not get any bruise at all. Just depends.
I'd say I'll bruise.
I say so too. you've not made this easy for me at all.
Really? You've just... Are you sorry now that I've come into
it? Not at all. I love a good challenge.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Have I been the most challenging male?
No, because you know what? You're easygoing and you're grateful. And so it'd be another story if you were upset with me. That would upset me, but you're not.
I know I'm a wuss on the bed.
You are, but everybody is. I honestly, that to me is second nature at this point. I always tell patients they're going to be jumping around. I've had one person be like, oh, I can't do this. I have one person, and that's in nearly 20 years.
At no stage has it been unbearable, or that at no stage have I thought, oh God, I can't do this anymore, or I can't go on. There's one particular area just inside the nose, that little vein that keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. It will not go away.
Yeah.
And you love to get it.
I do. That's his lifestyle. That's his little punishment for drinking tea at midnight.
I haven't had any beer since.
Oh, have you not?
No.
Good stuff.
I had one gin on holidays.
Perfect.
One night.
Great. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I've had no beer. You reckon that there might be a link to beer as well?
God, I'm going to be thrown under the bus here.
No, not at all.
Peroni is a better, I'm more anti-inflammatory. So I'm like, if you're going to have a beer, have maybe a Peroni. It's gluten-free.
Yeah. You've opened my eyes over the last few months. And it's silly now when you think about it, when you're sitting here, of course it's got to do with your diet. Of course it's got to do with your lifestyle. But at the time, this thing just appears on your face and you're like, oh, I'll just go and get a cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some people that I feel... just they don't want to accept it, and it's okay, you know, they're fond of their cappuccinos, and that's okay, and that's why we have supplements, and that's why we do have these lasers. But if you want 100%,
yeah,
we can deliver it, and we can. But when you're doing the full approach,
I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
I do really enjoy coming down, and I enjoy getting the photo and looking at the progress. And the juice, mm-hmm. like these juices, I remember I said no to the first juice and I learned a lesson. You never say no to the juice in med aesthetics. They get very, very offended. Don't say no. Tell me about your juices.
So we partnered with Juice Genie and created formulations that complement the procedures that we're doing. So we have a hydration one. So if you're doing fillers, it's known that if you're hydrated, you just respond better to most treatments anyway. Yeah. We have an Alma's antidote, which is what I have every morning. It's the green one with spinach. It has apple or pear, ginger and celery, and it's really anti-inflammatory. And we have a vitamin C one, which is great if you have pigmentation. We also have a charcoal one if you've got acne and we're looking to kind of do a little bit of a detox.
And they're all part of the treatment as well.
Complementary to all of our patients. And again, we get so many reviews and they're all talking about the juices. And again, it just brings you in nicely into practice. You get this complimentary juice and it's fresh pressed. So we have to say it's fresh pressed because people just think it's a orange juice, but when we say it's fresh pressed this morning and it's organic, and patients love it. They're like, this, I don't know why I said no in the beginning, this was delicious.
I'm the same.
And we recycle them, and it's a big part of the experience. We're all about that experience at MedAesthetics. You come in, you check in, you get your juice, you get your photos, we walk you through the photos, and then we're delivering amazing procedures. And then the follow-up, you get a call. I'm sure Bridget's been calling you nonstop. She calls every patient the morning after their procedure just to check in, just to make sure that, you know, nothing has spooked you out in the middle of the night. Especially if it's your first time having any of these procedures.
Yeah. So just to sum up then, I've had the BPL, I've had a prescription cream for my dermatitis from Dr. D. I've had the BPL, I've had the PRP, which I know that has a vampire facial. I don't know if that's what you call it. Mm-hmm. I've had the supplements, the skin omegas, the skin antioxidants, the probiotic. And I'm on the fence with the filler.
Okay.
I've no reason not to do it by everything you're saying, with it being hyaluronic acid and it's completely safe. I have absolutely no reason not to do it. And I guess I need to find a week, first of all, mm-hmm. where I've nothing on, which is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to trust you that you won't make me look like Simon Cowell.
And, you know, we do a full consult and sometimes we try and meet our patients in the middle. We suggest things and we look at their budget. We look at their events that are coming up. Do they have a wedding? Do they have, you know, a 40th or whatever they're going through in their life at that time? But it has to make sense to you. If it's not making sense to you, then, you know, I wouldn't definitely be forcing a patient. Like, it was suggested.
Yeah.
It's written in your notes. Of course, sometimes we suggest something to a patient and we don't see them for 2 years and they sit in the chair. They're like, I'm now ready. You have to be ready for these things.
There's one thing I will say about you. You're very understanding and nothing is a sales pitch. I don't feel obliged to get anything done. And I'm not just saying that again because you're on the podcast here. You do it in a very subtle way. And, you know, you might acknowledge a little issue or you might, and then you might come up with a solution. But at no stage are you obliged or under any pressure to say, yeah, I'll do that, which I really admire about you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I want everybody to feel and look their best and not just look their best. And that's why, like, health and wellness is a big part of my life. And I feel like that brings me alive. Like, I want everybody to feel good in themselves. And again, I didn't start this for monetary gains. I started it because I was looking to get into the industry back once I moved back from the US, and there was nowhere where I felt that, you know, was on par with the US. And so that's why I created my own practice alongside of Mr. McInerney. Again, like, patients say it all the time, like, you can just tell that you're passionate, and which I am. And it's never, there's no sales, there's no numbers going on in my head. This is, how can I make this patient feel and look their best? That's it.
And that's obvious because I've been into you now for, it must be 3 months. And you've never asked me to tag you or share you, or you've never, ever, ever. It's obvious to me that it's not about the PR for you.
Mm-mm.
You know, you genuinely want to get me to achieve my goals and hit them and feel better in myself. That's very admirable.
Oh, thank you.
And there was nowhere in Ireland when you came back. There was nowhere like this.
Not the west of Ireland. There's definitely incredible places in Ireland. But just really, I was solving a problem for myself, basically creating the job that I wanted back home here.
Tell me about the membership then in Medesthetics, because I really like this.
Yeah, so we have a subscription and we have some amazing members, and they get a laundry list of things. So you get a complimentary facial every month, which we suggest for our patients to be having a facial every month, and you get it at a fraction of the price that you would be paying if you just walked in off the street. You get 10% off your injectables, you get 10% off your skincare, you get 20% off packages, which is huge. You get
What's a package?
A package, like, so you know the way we did 3 BBLs for you?
Mm-hmm.
That would be considered a package, or 4 BBLs would be a package. So you get 20% off of that. You get a fast track to some of our consultants across the way. You know, they have a wait list, crazy wait list, like 6 months. And so we can fast track you and make sure your concerns are seen and dealt with. And then you get quarterly drops, basically. We send you out, like, some skincare, some little gua sha, some lip balms, and we really take care of our members. And we do this big discount every year near kind of Christmas time, where we do 20% off of absolutely everything, so you can buy it in a gift card form. So our members get more of a discount than if you were walking in off the street. So like, the subscription is absolutely amazing.
Brilliant. How do you sign up?
It's through our Shopify on our website. You will see a little link there.
Brilliant. So it's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Alma, for taking the time to see me over the last couple of months. Thanks a million for doing the podcast, because I know you were probably a little bit nervous about it today, were you?
Slightly.
What's your goals? Like, what's next for MedAesthetics?
We really just want to continue to deliver amazing outcomes for a patient. That's always been primary for us, and keep our staff really happy. We love our staff. It's like a family unit in there. But always having the latest and greatest technology, making sure we're always upskilling and learning. We just got back from Texas. We were with a world-renowned plastic surgeon in Texas, and his OR is absolutely incredible. Always just wanting to deliver the best outcomes for our patients.
You're always going, aren't you? Do you ever sit still?
I do. I'm much better. I used to be so much worse. I'm much better. I am learning to meditate. I'm also a yoga instructor, so I don't do that because I have zero time. But I am learning to meditate. I do these prescriptive meditations, 20 minutes a day. I like to sea swim. I like to work out. I'm definitely, my self-care is getting better. There was 2 years there where I definitely didn't take the foot off the pedal. But, you know, we're nearly 5 years in business now, and I think that just comes with time. It's running like a well-oiled machine now.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and we'll finish on this, but the clinic and the staff are an absolute credit to you, because I've been in there 5 or 6 times now, and it's, you just feel like you're going into friends now at this stage. You don't feel like you're going into a clinic. You don't have to give your name at the counter anymore. You walk in the door and straight away, hi, Alan, you know, and it's not just me. I've seen them doing that with other patients. And every single girl in there, because I've only dealt with the girls, are fantastic.
Thank you.
So thanks a million. We'll keep you posted on my skincare journey. Maybe we'll do another podcast in 2 or 3 months' time.
Sounds good.
I think it's better than the stories. You know, we can drip feed a few treatments and things like that on stories, but I definitely like to invest the time
in
the podcast.
To have an understanding for patients, I think, is better as well. Just a longer conversation is good.
Yeah. Thanks, Alma.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Big News Coming Soon podcast is proudly sponsored by B&B Homes. B&B Homes is Ireland's number one award-winning manufacturer of factory-built homes. We take your home from start to finish. Our homes are A-rated and meet planning regulations. We build to your requirements and your budget. The cost includes your home being turnkey and our chartered engineers' fees. Please get in touch for a viewing of our show homes, a brochure, or for more information. Let B&B Homes take the stress out of your build. Check out brbhomes.ie.